Intermediate Listening, Test 4, Part 3, Tape Script 11, EU Farmers.
European farmers say they face a crisis after a month of soaring temperatures. European retailers may be cashing in on the summer heat wave we have been seeing in Europe, but farmers in the region are saying they are headed for a crisis. Daily temperatures in excess of 30 degrees Celsius are damaging harvest and sending prices of animal feed higher. In response, the European Union has this week given the go-ahead to farmers to use land, which was usually prohibited. EU law says the farmers must set aside at least 10% of land to prevent overproduction. Well, national governments and municipalities are also introducing emergency measures. Across France, there are severe water restrictions. The residents of Berlin have a sort of salvation unit. In the Croatian town of Mandre, which is on the northern Dalmatian island of Pag, the military is having to ship in supplies of drinking water. It's not just difficult for the residents, but it has also affected the all-important local tourism industry there. And this July has been the hottest ever recorded in Germany. As well as agriculture, the fishery industry has been hit there too. The unusually high water temperatures are now threatening fish stocks. I spoke to Franz Josef Pfeiffer. He is the Secretary General of an association of agricultural professionals called Copa Cogeca. I asked him just how badly farmers are being affected.
We do not have a real complete overview of the situation. We hear from our member organizations that in some parts of Europe it is very, very, very difficult for the farmers, especially, as you said, the harvest of grassland. And farmers will have difficulties feeding the cattle there in the medium term.
So one can imagine that it would involve quite a bit of money. Has there been any talk of any sort of compensation from the EU? You talked about using land that previously could not be used, but is that going far enough?
As you know, some members of the European Union there asked the Commission to allow them to use set-aside land, and yesterday the Commission took an opposite decision. Now the farmer can use that land that is normally not accepted to be used.
There will be some who argue that farmers in Europe are already heavily subsidized by the EU. Why is it that they ended up in a crisis? It's not as if we did not have warnings that temperatures were going to get this high.
There were some warnings that it could be a dry summer, but it was not foreseen that it could be as difficult as that. And the general situation all over Europe is not as bad as in the year 2003. Still, we have to see how farmers in this special region will be affected.